Hey, in this video, I'm going to talk to you about how you can minimize the cost of your expenses by diluting it over more acreage if you can find adjoining tracts to buy and help you improve your deal. Be sure to consider subscribing to our channel, and if you got any questions or comments, just put them down below and I'll jump in and answer and reply as quickly as I can, unless it's so stupid and you're a goofball. But other than that, I'll reply pretty quickly. Hope you enjoy it. Bye. Up here in Arkansas looking at some property and on the road heading back, and I with some news on a piece of property that we're now going to try to buy. It's not one of the 11 that I've already gotten deals working on that started these videos. It's related to one of those tracks. One of the tracks that we bought, one of the original 11, we hadn't closed on it yet, had an access issue, and we got a solution to the access. So, you know, we're buying that track, have the access, legal access issue solved, so we'll have a decent little track that we can put on the market, maybe make a little money on. Well, that access costs money. You know, you got survey involved, you got the actual cost of the access, so there's expenses in that access that related to this original track that we bought. And I can now buy, there's a good opportunity to buy an additional track that joins this property. So I'm thinking, you know, it's not that many acres, you know. So I said, heck yeah, I'm going to buy that because I can buy it at a reasonable price. It doesn't have access, but it joins a track that we're now getting access to. So my point in this is I'm maximizing my the value of my improvements, maximizing the value of the expenses. I'm having to spend money to buy this access for this track. That's already done, and I was willing to do that. Already pulled the trigger on it. That was in motion. Now I can add some acres to that track that'll still utilize the same access that I've already paid for. So that money's already spent, but now I can spread that expense out over more acres. And so I'm going, that's a no-brainer. Absolutely, I want to do that. So we can buy this little old small track over here, add it to our existing track, make it bigger. And now everything has legal access. So in something like that, and that's just one example of a number of ways that you can maximize the value of your expenses in a deal. You might be making other improvements, and if you can spread those out over more acres, a fixed amount spread out over more acres, man, that just makes good sense. So just spreading that or diluting that cost out over more acres, and as long as the deal doesn't get too big or too unmanageable for you, the deal is getting better all the time. So those kind of opportunities can take one of your, you know, kind of ho-hum average little run-of-the-mill deals, and if you can add to it without having to add more expenses to it, your deal's getting better and better as the acreage grows. So anyway, keep that in mind as a way to improve your deals, to improve your profit margin in a deal, and to improve the track, your original track, in a way that makes it, you know, more desirable to potential buyers, gives it more use so that it expands your market of people who are going to be calling you, emailing you, interested in that track when you get ready to sell it. So